So I've been getting really into science lately.
Oh, so now that it's under attack and getting defunded, now you're into science?
Yeah, take that, Kelly.
Yeah, just, you know, something in me was like, you know, I should probably know what I'm going to be missing soon. But
does it involve the how long it takes a mace to go through water?
Like, buoyancy? Yeah, I want to revisit that if we could.
No, just it has to do with my YouTube habits. So I've been following this account for a while now, but I just started watching his long form videos. It's the Mini Miniman channel.
I thought you were going to talk about, like, I don't know, like a real scientist, like a, you know, someone with a PhD in a particular subject. Didn't know you were going to go on to the...
Oh, sorry that you're trying to perpetuate the ivory tower of academia, Tim. That's exactly why the MAGAs are trying to defund it.
Because it's so now because it's an ivory tower, we're trying to continue to build it upwards to the heavens to reach into the universe.
Wait. I think I remember this.
Well, anyway, his very platform is science communication. That's his whole channel. He does debunking, and he also does, like, archaeology stuff, because he majored in environmental science. He has a particular interest in archaeology, which I find awesome. And, yeah, so half his videos are debunking bad pseudoscience and pseudo-archaeology, and then the others are, like, just really cool archaeological videos.
And it's basically, that actually kind of sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, his channel is fucking awesome, you little curmudgeon.
Basically, go back to Harvard.
Rebecca and I haven't watched anything else for like 3 weeks except for his channel. But yeah, well, one of the coolest ones that we watched recently was on the Hopewell Earthworks. Have any of you ever heard of that before?
Hopewell Earthworks.
The Hopewell Ceremonial Earthworks. They are located in Ohio, and it is one of the coolest archaeological discoveries I've ever heard of. It gives so much insight into native culture that was absolutely obliterated by settlers.
Oh, jeez.
But some of it survived, and it's basically the native tribes in that area would build these huge ceremonial earth mounds, just like piled up dirt, basically, in these incredibly intricate layouts that have like sacred geometry in them and like the phases of the moon. And they would do ceremonial burials. And the coolest part of the Hopewell Earthworks, he made two whole videos on it. He did one on the site itself, and then he did another on just the sacred geometry. Because as someone who debunks a lot of pseudo-archaeology, he gets a lot of bad sacred geometry bullshit. And this has like actual sacred geometry. Like the understanding that these native tribes had of astronomy and geometry was like mind-blowing.
Yeah.
They had their own units of measurement, because everything in the Hopewell Earthworks is, like, exact to a T. Their measurements are absolutely impeccable. But the coolest part about it is that they have found artifacts at the Hopewell Earthworks in Ohio from Mexico, from Yellowstone, from Canada, from Massachusetts, from Louisiana. This was a pilgrimage site for native tribes all around North America.
Whoa. That's so cool.
And people would literally pilgrimage there. They would get into the Ohio area. They would take the rivers up, or they would like walk. Like they've even found a ceremonial highway where there's just like a straight line from the Hopewell Earthworks to two parallel gigantic earth mounds that go for like 60 miles to another like town. So you could either approach this place by land, or you could approach by all the rivers, because it's also completely circumnavigated by rivers.
It's
like this unbelievable site, and like there's two main pieces of it left. There's like the Great Circle, and then there's the Octagon. And the Octagon is really cool because it's all got all the sacred geometry with like the phases of the moon. Like each opening point of this Octagon is where the sun or where the moon rises at its easternmost point or cardinal direction most point. And then on the other side, it sets at its opposing cardinal direction. It's really, really freaking cool, but it's like perfect, absolutely perfect. And yeah, the Octagon is like 50 acres. It is like you could fit three Roman Colosseums inside of it. They're enormous.
Well, that's like the what where is it? I don't know if it's like the Mayan or Aztecs, but they had like these like enormous like sites where like if you were in the sky, you would see like a bird or something like that, and they like dug it like out of the earth, and it was just these like dig sites that like you would not be able to tell that it was a bird. Like from like on foot, and it's like even if you got in a tree, like you just wouldn't be able to tell. But they figured out like how to do the measurements to like make it like that, and it's just like they do not give the credit where credit is due for that kind of stuff. I'm just like, people weren't stupid back then.
Like, oh yeah,
they were extremely intelligent.
Yeah, it's incredible. Watching this channel has given me such a greater appreciation for how intelligent ancient people were and how very similar they were to us. They just didn't have our technology.
Yeah,
and especially how much of it has been lost and destroyed by colonization and global expansion, especially Native American culture.
Yeah, terrible.
Was that the Aztec lines that you were thinking of?
I don't remember the name, but yeah, it's like
that they're giant shapes from aerial thing. Because I was thinking of a different one, but I was like, Aztec. I think that's in Peru, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I remember it was one of the South American places. But yeah, it was like one of those things that it was like, you know, you get all the crazy people that are just like, oh, they must have had contact with the aliens. It's like, dude, give them credit. Like, whenever it comes up that, like, how do they build the pyramids? Like, they must have had, like, help from aliens. It's like, one, they had thousands of slaves. Two, they were extremely good architects to be able to just make it. And I'm like, they had tons of time and resources, and they just did the math. I'm like, they were extremely intelligent.
It'd be pretty cool if they were aliens.
I think that's a misconception. So, yeah. I don't think all the pyramids were built with slaves. They were built with artisans and laborers.
Yeah, but I'm saying to get the massive stones and stuff like that over, it was like, you know, to be able to like move that much, to have that kind of manpower. And all the accounts of like how many people that like the Egyptians had enslaved and stuff like that. It's like, yeah, they had the bodies available to do it all.
Yeah. Another fun thing about Egypt is that he does a lot of debunking of Egypt, and you basically see a lot of people just don't understand how long Egypt was around. So the pyramids in Giza were built like 4,000 years ago. And then the City of Kings or whatever, the one that we like see a lot of ancient tombs in, they're all decorated and beautiful. Those were like 2,000 years later.
Yeah.
It's like, gosh. Totally different culture built those ceremonial burials versus the Pyramid of Giza.
Yeah.
And plus there's like a ton, there's tons of pyramids. So it's like a lot of it's like, well, the inside of the Pyramid of Giza isn't decorated and ornate and like filled with the king's goods. It's just like a room with a tomb in it, and rock. And it's like, yeah, that was 4,000 years ago. Like, I think he said Cleopatra was born closer to the invention of the iPhone than she was to the Pyramid of Giza.
Yes, yes,
yeah. Like,
that's weird.
Egypt has been around for so long.
the time comparisons always like they always baffle me, because there's so many things that we just like think are like in their own section of time. Like, oh, what this one blew my mind recently. But Martin Luther King Jr. and oh my god, sorry, I'm trying to remember who it was. Hold on, give me 5 seconds.
But yeah, his channel has been just blowing my mind. I love it. I mean, it's mostly archaeology.
Oh, sorry, I got it now. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Okay, so think about this for a second. Martin Luther King Jr. and Anne Frank were born the same year.
Huh.
Yeah.
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 Makes sense.
But we feel like they're in totally different times, and it's just like, nope, they were there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy, like how different of cultural and like, you know, parts of history that they are, but it's like they were literally born the same year.
Mm-hmm. My favorite tidbit about history in general is that human history that we have records of only goes back 6,000 years. But humans have been living on this planet for 200,000 years. which means 97% of history is undocumented. We don't know what happened for 90% of human history.
Yep. I just watched one I just watched one of his crazy videos that was so my understanding from like school was that we understood humans to live in North America for I think around like 12 or 14,000 years ago. And they recently found, or somewhere in the last decade or so, they found us. It's called like the Mastodon kill site. And it's still being studied. So it's not like archaeological consensus yet, but it looks like it. It looks like a human site. And they've dated it 130,000 years ago. And this was like in Phoenix or something, or like New Mexico, which like is prior to the last glacial maximum. Like, oh God. So like the last time the whole earth was covered in fucking glaciers, before that there were humans or some sort of human ancestor in fucking North America.
And it was like, they were like jumping mastodons, right? They were like, it was like a choke point they were like killing them at, right? Or am I incorrect?
I don't think it was about, I don't think that was what this was, but
maybe I'm mixing it was just something else then.
It was just, it's wild that like the site potentially will push back the existence of humans in North America by crazy. Like 115,000 years.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's, yeah, like, that's awesome. This is mind boggling.
Yeah.
Well, it's like when you're thinking about time, it's like whenever you think of the word Oxford University as well, this is a fun one, is that it's also older than Machu Picchu.
Yep.
So, yeah. Like Oxford University.
Yes, Oxford.
Yeah, Oxford University is 300 years older than Machu Picchu. That's wild. So, it has been around for a very long time.
Yeah, going to Europe is fun because things are so much older.
Time is weird, man.
Yeah. I think one of my favorites was the last execution with a guillotine was done after the first Star Wars was released.
Yeah, that's a fun fact.
And it's just like, wait. You tell me we were still using the guillotine when Luke Skywalker was on screen?
Huh. Jeez, it's kind of fun to think about, actually. Just like, man, that guy, he didn't get to see Star
Wars. Or maybe he did.
Last thing he saw was Star Wars. And head lopped off. Yeah, I'm big into science. That's all I'm watching right now.
It's a lot, very cool.
A lot of fun.
If you want a... if you want something really interesting to watch, I think I've talked about this channel before, but Atrocity Guide.
Yes.
Okay. Did you watch her latest one, Jed?
No, but I know you shared it recently. I've only watched the one. I remember there was the one about like the people who were like, oh, I have to look it back up. It was like the people who were breathing or whatever.
Oh,
like,
yeah, Protherians. Yeah,
Protherians. Yeah. That's it.
Protherians. It's the cult of people that think that they can get all their nourishment from breathing.
Yeah.
And the sun. That people died from it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Really sad. So latest one is called Master of the Temple, The Tragedy of Jack Parsons.
Yes.
It's a guy who was influential in World War II, I think it was, for his rocketry. And they, after his passing, they started to like investigate his life because like he died from like a total accident. So they had to do like an investigation about it. Come to find out, he was like a real cultist.
Yeah, like, he was in the cult with Aleister Crowley.
Yep.
You know? Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's weird. Oh, God. That's a good 2-hour video.
Oh, my God.
He died a very unfortunate way, too, because he was trying to make a bomb and he exploded.
Yeah, dude. It's wild. But the thing about her channel specifically is it's all real. Like, it's all documented stuff. Right. It's just the most bizarre shit you've ever heard of. Yeah. That's the kind of thing that gets me.
Yeah, Jack Parsons, the whole thing with him is that by the end of his life, he was very distraught. His mind was not doing well at all. Then he was still trying to pick explosives and it just boom.
Yep. didn't work at one time.
No, it
didn't. I don't know if I'd call the deranged cultist died by making a bomb unfortunate. Probably call that pretty fortunate.
Well, the cult itself was, I would argue the cult itself was harmless because the only people that were part of it were edgelords that weren't doing anything. Like, these were the people that are like, we can do magic. And then they don't do anything. Like, there were big nerds that just did drugs and didn't attack people. So they were just dumb.
Then what were the bombs for?
Jim Parsons. No, because he was a literal rocket scientist. That's where his chemistry and stuff came
from. Oh, no, he wasn't making bombs to blow other people up. He just made bombs for making bombs.
He made rockets to kill Nazis. That's what he did. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that was his original thing. But yeah, like, there was no intention they were ever going to try to blow up anybody or anything like that.
No, nothing like that. But no, he was just a weird guy. He just happened to be a rocket scientist as well.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in the science world of Timmy over there?
Oh, I was just thinking about time. Made me think of that song from Adventure Time.
Time. Every time.
Time.
Every time.
Time is on your side. Excuse me, I'm singing here. Time is an illusion that helps things make sense. So we're always living in the present tense. It seems unforgiving when a good thing ends. But you and I will always be back then. It's been a while since I heard the melody, but it's BMO? A BMO song.
Yeah, BMO. Mm-hmm. BMO song.
So, you know, can't really replicate the animatronics. So I heard that Jed might have a trick up his sleeve for that.
What do you mean you can't sing like BMO? I thought you were a singer.
I'm not a robot. Is this a robot test?
I haven't used my voice modulator in so long. I don't think I've even
installed. No, I was talking about your guitar, brother.
Oh, my guitar? I do love my guitar. I was playing that before. I don't have it right in front of me, but I was playing the guitar before we started our recording tonight.
Also, isn't BMO voiced by, like, a little Korean girl or something?
Nikki Yang.
Yeah. I don't think you'd be able to sing like
She's
her.
She's great. She also played the voice of the Rainbow Unicorn. It's been a long time.
Lady Rainicorn?
Are you saying Rainicorn? Is that who you're trying to talk about?
Yeah, How do you not know that, Tim? What the hell?
Speaking of rainbow unicorns, that's not what you just saw. But you saw something.
What?
Kelly, can we make it a rainbow unicorn?
I was scared. I was stalling. I was trying to stall longer. It's almost 20 minutes. I'm like, maybe let's just be the pod today. Maybe we don't have to face horrors unknown.
Just full band. We'll just, you know, we'll cut to Tim singing, and then we'll talk some more science and cultists, and then Tim will find another song to sing. We'll just do that for like an hour.
You've got to have a song for everything.
I'll get the guitar out, and we'll sing along.
A little jam there.
Yeah, screw Pathfinder. Let's just fuck around.
Let's just vibe.
Let's just vibe. So, last time you came into Warland's Yard, the general store, and there didn't appear, or at least so far, you've explored the main room, this kitchen area, and this, like, bedroom where whoever owned the store probably lived. Inside the bedroom, you found a chest which had a number of goodies in it, like an alchemist fire, an anti-plague potion, a moderate dark elixir, dark vision elixir. It was two alchemist fires, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And then the half iron walked back out into the kitchen, saw a little bowl on the ground with the name Ogryn on it. And then out of the corner of his eye, he sees something dart from the kitchen back out into the large room. And that's where I left you.
The half iron will, under very not too loud, but under his breath, will go, "We have movement in the front room."
I will tell you, this thing was small.
Small.
Quite small.
Like rat small or like cat
bigger,
small?
Bigger than rat. Probably more bigger like than rat. Probably more like cat or dog sized. But it just like right. Shot out of the kitchen, and it's somewhere over, or at least it went out into the big room again.
What's a dog okay. doing?
I'm going to hold my hand up. Edmund's going to hold his hand up and have a spell at the ready. The moment that we see something, Kelly, I am going to cast a spell at it. A non-harmful spell, I should say.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to move up to the door, shield up.
Yeah.
The Aron will do the same.
Minion's got a shield.
Yep, I think... Edmund, you have the only light source right now, right? It's dark. It's pretty. It's like low light, dark in here.
Oh, got dark vision.
I got low light.
The dwarves have dark vision, yeah.
Yep, so I do have my light, so that should extend everybody with low light, so. Okay. Alright, so we walk over to... Alright, so we're all walking over back over to the main room there. Mm-hmm.
So you go in to the main room, and once you're in it, why don't you roll some perception?
Okay. Go over, and I'd hop on the counter so I can kind of get a better view.
Okay.
Well, perception... I don't have my dice. What's wrong with me?
Yeesh. That's bad.
19.
All right, you hop up on the counter. You look out over the general store, across the aisles and the shelves. And you don't see anything. And then as you turn back to your friends, you see in the corner behind the counter... tail poking out from like a crack behind the shelf.
Guys, gotta be gentle about this, okay? Alright, look. And I gently point in the corner.
And if you bend down, you see a cat.
Oh.
A cat!
You see this, you see this like mangy looking gray and white cat with like, has like a piece of their ear missing. And, like, green eyes. And just kind of looks scared and very wary of you. It's just it's back into the corner. You guys have it surrounded, essentially.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Half Iron will reach into his pack and pull out a ration of dried salmon. And will offer it to the kitty cat. And he'll say, pss, 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 pss.
Except it's in like a dwarf, so it's like it's a deep.
The cat looks interested, but also doesn't really look like it wants to approach you.
Mm. Yeah. Does anybody talk to animals or something? Maybe.
Yeah, you guys can roll a nature. If anybody has nature,
untrained.
Untrained. I do have nature. Holy shit.
I'm trained. An 8, however, is not much.
Oh my god. Of course I roll weird on this one. 25.
The cat gold? Ever.
Well, it's like... I was like, I have a plus 6. I mean, I'm just like, whatever. Oh, shit. I rolled 19. Hold on. He kind of shifts up a little bit closer. Be quite useful in the dark. Take care of our pest problems back in the mines.
So,
and he'll...
You go ahead, yeah.
Oh, and he'll approach. He'll take the salmon from Halfbjorn and hold it out.
Yeah, you're like calm demeanor. Like, whatever you got going on, you're vibing with this cat. Like, it likes your energy. And yeah, it comes out and it will take the salmon rations from you. And he starts to purr.
Oh, good lad.
Aww.
He's also panting. He looks a little thirsty.
Oh,
it's water.
Nobody's giving him water for a minute, I guess. Huh?
The bowl was empty, and the doors to this place were closed, so the cat has just been in here.
Also, that means he's been in here for a bit.
Yeah. With Edmund, are you up on the counter? You notice scattered around the place now that you're a little more observant. There's like little rat bones in places around here. So the cat's clearly been eating, but yeah, there's no water in here. So,
gotcha.
I want to fill up his bowl.
Just been surviving off of rat blood.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, we could just get some rainwater in a bowl.
Yeah. Unless Timmy, unless you have create water.
Nah, I mean, it's literally bucketing rain outside.
Yeah.
Bucketing.
Literally raining cats and dogs.
Yeah, and you also saw a well outside. if you want. Oh, if you want that. But like, yeah, it's rained so hard, you can just throw the bowl out there for like 30 seconds.
just get a whole bowl full. Okay, so while does it look like the cat maybe goes outside at all?
It's not wet. He's dirty and mangy, so it's kind of hard to tell. He probably does go outside.
Okay. So here's what I want to do. While the cat is like drinking water and maybe it's like calmed down or something like that, I'm going to cast a spell. So Kel, this is entirely up to your interpretation here. Okay. So I'm going to use something called mental map. You glean detailed information about a specific place visited by a creature directly from its mind, unless it fends you off with a will save. The cat can make a will save. The target can choose to fail the save if you plan to, like, you know, get something out of this. This is pretty much like the Vulcan mind meld, where I just, like, go up and, like, touch something, and then I gain information about, like, an area.
With the cat.
So, well, this is what I'm hoping. If the cat goes outside sometimes, maybe I can get some detailed information about, like, what was happening, or the general area outside. Because if we've never been here, we have no idea where people frequent, we have no idea where this lady lived. So I'm hoping that maybe I can get some information like that. So cat, if it does resist, needs to make a will save.
Cat's going to resist, but it's going to take a negative because it's happy and eaten.
Ah, okay.
Also, I would also add the reason probably why it liked me is because I have fire around me, so it's just I'm emanating warmth. So
yeah, it's definitely chilly. So yeah, you just feel good. You just got good vibes there. Ogryn rolled a natural one, so you absolutely succeed.
Okay, so
it's Ogryn.
So I'll say the critical failure is as failure. Let me go to failure. You gain critical information about the place in question, granting you a +2 circumstance bonus to survival checks while in the location, and any skill checks to recall knowledge about the location for the next 24 hours. So, as long as I'm making knowledge checks while we're walking around, I'm getting +2. Critical failure says I can erase all the knowledge, so I'm not going to do that.
Like a cat amnesiac.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just like erase the cat's mind, so all of a sudden the cat's just like, where the fuck am I?
Erase the bad vibes.
All right. If I can erase bad vibes, I could do that. Yeah.
So let me get this straight. So you can see. So you are being able to see this cat's memories of this what area of the town?
I'm hoping for the town. I'm hoping for the town to get as much like broad information as I can.
Uh-huh.
At least until, you know, even if it's so much as like the we don't know how long ago this stuff had happened. So even if it's something that like if I could see like when that might have happened or something like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out the limits on how much you can see. Is there a time limit of how far you can see back? Do you just have like access to this cat's memories?
All the spell says is you glean detailed information about a specific place visited by a creature directly from its mind. So detailed information. About a specific place. Okay. So obviously I'm looking at the town, but if it was only in this building, then I would only get this building. So that's why I'm saying it's up to you.
Okay.
And it does say like he has to make checks, right?
Well, it has to make it for the first time, but I get...
I mean, like, the mechanical bonus is when you make checks about this place, you get a bonus to it.
Oh, right, yeah.
So I guess if you could kind of play it two ways, Kelly. Like, you give him very detailed information about a small area, or while we're going around, you could be like, roll a check to see if you gleaned that memory from the cat or something.
No, I like this. This is fun. Okay. So... what do you look like when you're doing the spell? Do you like your eyes go white or roll back? Like you're like connecting to this cat's mind while it's sitting here and eating.
Yeah, so I do this and all of a sudden you guys see like a magical wispiness coming out of my eyes and my head is like dropped. And my mouth is dropped. And all of a sudden you guys just see me holding this cat's head and Edmund is going,
and the cat's possessing him. Put him out of his misery.
And the cat kind of just takes this like subdued like trance like state as well as like you guys are connecting. And
kill the cat.
The cat.
So the cat's just staring off into space like a cat.
But the cat's eyes go white.
Okay, there we go.
This is so freaky.
Wizard shit, bro.
Are we just gonna let him do this to this poor creature? What is he doing?
So, at first, alright, so all of this is going to be from the perspective of a small cat. So you're scurrying yes. about the ground.
Of course.
And the first thing you see is Warlin Yard, except it is full of goods. And it looks undisturbed, and it's daytime out. And everything just seems peaceful. The cat goes out outside. Give me one second. The details I didn't know I need.
Damn it, Jake.
This is what it's like being a GM.
What do you fucking mean you mind melded a cat? Get the fuck out of here.
He's like, that's when Kelly could just easily go, oh, he's an orange cat, so he doesn't know jack shit.
Yeah, he has one brain cell. Good luck.
Damn it.
You know, detailed information about his poo spot.
You guys know where he shits.
I point in the corner as a litter box.
Alright, so the cat is perched on a barrel in the corner of Orland's yard inside the general store. And it's like looking around down towards the floor. It scans across the room and you see a man just like stocking shelves. Just going about normal general store shit. You assume it's probably the person who owns this place.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe his name's Warlin. And you see this for a second, and then you see something scurry, and the cat pounces, and it chases something out the front door. And it starts to head down the street, past Warlin's yard, past where you guys haven't gone yet. Mm-hmm. And you see it gaining on it, and it's chasing a rat. And it catches this rat as it approaches a bridge on going across a small stream further into town. So it passed the large building, which looks like a tavern, which is directly next to Warland's yard. Up on a bridge, catches this rat as it like scurries under the bridge. And then a little scene where it eats the rat, climbs back up on the bridge, and it looks out past to the other side of town, to the east side of town, and you see a bunch of other houses. You see a couple of roads that lead to, you know, a couple different little houses. Up the hill, you see what looks like a shrine, and you see what looks like a graveyard. Up the hill on the far eastern side of town, before the cat returns to Warlin Yard. Then the memory fades and you come up again, and the cat is now tucked behind the counter of Warlin's Yard. But there's commotion going on. You hear someone shriek. You hear people moving through Warlin's Yard, possibly looting the place. You don't see the guy that you saw stocking the shelves anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The cat jumps up onto a window and looks out into the street. And something's wrong in town. There are people running. You see people slamming doors to the houses across the street. You then see, like, the cat's like staring at the door that slammed across the street, and then you hear a commotion, and the cat darts his head to the right, and all of a sudden you see an overturned cart, and you see like chests of like clothes and provisions and travel just like spill out onto the street. It is now raining. It's not like raining hard like it is for you guys, but it's like a murkier day. And yeah, you see a bunch of like personal effects and clothes and provisions for someone who was leaving spill out as this cart flips over. And the cat like looks away, gets distracted, look back into the general store as like somebody came in, grabbed some stuff off the shelf, and like ran away. And then you look back out and you hear another shriek coming from the cart. And you see a person kind of on... It's obscured by the cart. You can't see everything.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody is just like pulling all the trunks and chests like to them and trying to like build a wall. And you see a couple of figures on the other side of the cart. You can't get a good look at them. But they are... They're shambling towards this person in this cart.
Mm.
And the cat jumps down from the sill, and you hear shrieks, and this time it sounds like somebody is dying.
Oof.
Oh. It flashes again, and the cat is still in Warland's yard, but there's no torches lit. There's no candles lit. It's dark like you see it now. And it's quiet, and it's raining. The shop is looted. This is probably more within the past 2 days, because you don't see the purveyor of the store here anymore. Shelves are barren, and the doors are shut. And the cat jumps up into the window again, stares out into the street, and. The cart is still there, but you don't see any bodies. In fact, you don't see anybody moving. The door, you see a door, a house, different from a different door, and it's like boarded up. It wasn't boarded up in the last vision. The door that slammed shut last time is just hanging open. And there's no light anywhere anymore. And then you return to Warland's yard. It's the last memory you get.
Oof.
They're all dead up in here. Jeez.
Eef.
So, I stand up from this trance that I was just in, connecting with this cat.
What were you doing with that thing? Put it down! Put it down! It
hurts to scratch your ears.
Yeah, I can come up with a bunch of scratches on my face.
He's like,
ah. So, I... tell each of you guys, just like, okay, so like what I got from the cat's mind was this, and he starts,
what you got from the what now?
The cat's mind. I read its mind.
Wizard shit.
Yeah, man, fucking wizard shit. So he retells all of that in his Edmund way, and he starts like just like petting the cat, just like reassuring it at this point, just like,
thanks, man. Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be good.
It gives you a very wary look, like, the hell did you just do to me?
You violated its mind.
But it doesn't run away. It's just like, that was fucking weird.
Wow. Okay, so with that, do I kind of get a timeline, or was just sort of flashes?
It's hard to tell. You saw what looked like a mostly peaceful town.
Mm-hmm.
Then you saw a town in chaos. Then you saw a ghost town, all through this cat's eyes. And gotcha. It's hard to tell how many days have gone by through these visions.
Yeah, it's like Theron. Like as you're discussing this, he's kind of. Gets a morose look on his face. Sounds almost similar. I've seen it before. The dead come, they take. But how long? How long has been this happening? I mean. And he's just kind of in a trance, just kind of like half listening, but he's kind of looking outside now. And kind of like, is that building that you talked about, is that one that we went in already?
The large building?
Oh, is it the large building that was boarded up that you said door was hanging?
There was a... So there, if you're looking at the... Here. You guys see the map again?
Yeah.
So you're at your Warland's yard here.
Yeah, I was assuming it was this one that you were talking about.
This is the boarded up house. This is the house with the door hanging out. So the two houses across the street.
And I can't remember. Did we go in this one already?
You have not gone in either of those houses.
No, we have not gone in that one.
We've gone in, like, coming in from the town, like, the first two houses, we've been in those. And then further down the road, we were in the next two, right?
Yeah. I'm going to give you a little bit more vision here as well, since the cat kind of gave some stuff.
Yeah. He said a lot of the stuff was empty, too, so a lot of it does just...
Yeah.
Like, evacuated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it just kind of seems like we can't leave any store on, stone on turn.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, there's that cat saw a lot.
Yeah, so expanding
went all the way down the stream.
Expanding out the map, there's another large building, bigger than Warland's Yard, just down the street. You can see the spring and stream that runs through the town with a couple bridges that go over it that go into the eastern part of the town. And then the other things you haven't explored the manor up in the north.
Okay.
I feel like I'm more likely to go to the manor now that there's other big buildings, because from our base on our very limited view, it kind of looked like that was like the place, you know?
Yeah, right.
But
I still want to check out the rest of this building though.
Would
it be possible? So I can, if we take time, if we don't find a key, would it be possible for me to take time and prepare a knock? I can use
with your 19 earlier, and you're around the counter. You actually do find a key to that door.
Oh, woo-hoo. Okay.
I will use knock. All right.
Yeah, the knock's a really cool spell. What was the item that we found in the coffer?
You found two alchemist fires, you found a elixir, and a lesser anti-plague.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Okay. All right. Well, with that, I take the key from under the counter, and I go, "Guys, look! I think I got the key." And I march right over to the first door. So the first door, when we walked in, it was the first one to the left.
Right there.
Right. That when I walked up, it was locked. So.
I think you should be the one opening that door.
Yep. And I stick the key in.
Ah, I shove Edmund out of the way.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah. I go stumbling backwards with my wizard feet.
All right, Halfyard, let's go.
Hi.
Boom.
All right, and this opens up into a storage room. And it looks like this one was not ransacked.
Oh.
So there's a good bit more just general supplies in here. Edmund, if you're detecting magic, you don't detect any.
Yeah, I remember the only magic I've detected so far was in that coffer, so I would have sent something here. Let's keep this locked up. If we find any survivors by chance, let's send them here because there's supplies that could actually like help them.
Mm. Yeah, excellent idea.
Good idea.
Yeah, there's quite an inventory in here I could read off to you, it's
please read an itemized list.
I think I want to know if there's like anything that would kind of be like useful for exploration, like if we're going to be in like a kind of like some messed up like houses, like hey, it'd be nice to have like a hammer and nails if we need to cross a gap and we have some scrap wood that we can hammer together or something.
Is there a 10-foot pole? Like that.
Is there a 10-foot pole?
Yeah.
All right, I'll just read it off to you. There is 50 feet of rope.
Got him.
50 feet of rope, a single box of nails, and a hammer.
Whoa.
4 pints of oil, a dozen torches, 10 feet of simple iron chain. There's a good bit of just wood for building, like construction material. Let's see... There is a small barrel of tar. There's two barrels of fresh water. 6 large bolts of cloth. And a crate with 50 arrows.
Ooh. I take the tar and I throw it on half iron. And then I throw a bunch of feathers on it.
Roll a strength check. to heave this heavy barrel, yeah, like these... heavy barrel of tar.
Yeah.
If you fail, it falls on you.
Yeah, I die. I die because it's really heavy.
Like, if we knew we were going to prepare against some sort of, I don't know, zombie wave horde thing, I could see how this stuff would be pretty useful.
I was listening to him read off those supplies, and I went, oh, so this is where we're going to be holding up when the horde comes.
It's Call of Duty Zombies.
Is there a 12-gauge shotgun behind some glass on the second floor?
Where's the chest that I could get a legendary weapon out of?
So I wonder if it would make sense then, since this place is clearly deserted, if we want to have this stuff more handy by the door in case we do need to act quick. Like having, like, you said, like, 2 barrels of grease, you said?
Oil, right?
There was 4 pints of oil. There was 2 barrels of water. There was a small barrel of tar.
Okay.
And some cloth. We could fashion some Molotov cocktails out of that oil and cloth.
The only problem is pouring its ass off outside, so...
Yeah. I was thinking... The oil fire,
oil fire usually will burn in...
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, true. Water, but
I'm not very good at crafting, though. You'd have to have something with crafting.
It's almost like a guy who's really good with runes and crafting, you know, might be in the party that might be able to do some stuff.
I also have a +9 in crafting, so...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, think we could make some alchemist fire out of this?
No.
Dang.
Damn, that was definite.
Molotov cocktails totally within the realm of possibility, though.
Is that an item?
That's what I'm after.
It's an item if I want it to be.
All right. I got a +9 to crafting, too.
Can you stick cloth in a pint of oil and light it on fire? You sure as shit can, and I'll roll damage on it.
Do I need to roll crafting?
You make the attack roll, I'll roll the damage.
I make a bunch of them, and I put them in a bandolier, so I look fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Okay, so after we kind of go through all the supplies, there's still the door in the back. Is that one locked?
No. It just opens into the back of the backyard.
Okay, so Theron and I walk back there. That just goes out to the backyard.
Yeah,
okay.
It's just a backyard. No.
Just
okay.
Oh, and I move the tar kind of by the front door in case we need a tar something.
Yeah, and Theron he's just suspicious, cautious, I guess. And with the back door, he'll have like one of the shelves and move one of the shelves near the back door just in case.
I'm sure having one entrance would be good.
Just to, like, in case, tips it over, boom, door's, like, sealed. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now, you've been in town for a couple of hours now, so if you want to continue to explore the town before it gets dark, you might want to hold off on fortifying
a shop that
you may or may not use.
Oh, to sleep in. Potentially sleep in here.
I mean, it took you several hours to just get down into this valley, and now the road is it's all washed out by the rain. So,
right.
Unless you plan on leaving right now, you're most likely going to be spending the night in this town.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to leave, you can leave.
Now, I don't mind staying here. If we do, I'm definitely going to change my prepared spells, so I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah. Well, I say we keep moving until the daylight dies.
Express. Yep.
Okay.
So what were our options? Big house or the manor, right? Or big manor. Large building or manor?
Let's do the big house, because I feel like the manor is going to take a while, and
they're both roughly the same size, honestly.
They're the same size.
Oh, yeah, they really are. That is the same sprite with a different color.
No, so one's broken.
One's broken in the section.
One's slightly
broken.
And
the other one has dead horses.
Yes, on the...
There's a little horse
horse on the fence. Map, it looks like a rather large building. It looks like it's got some sort of barricade out front. And yes, from the space view, dead horses in the back.
Oh, crap, they stole my kidney.
Oh, wow, that's a deep YouTube cut. Wow.
Charlie. Keep me on track.
cat now?
Vintage YouTube right there.
tell me you're 30 without talking about Newgrounds. All right.
Also, since we've had some time has passed us looking at things, I'm going to go ahead and treat wounds on myself again because I'm down pretty substantially. Don't want to head into a fight.
I didn't take any damage. Okay.
Yeah, between the last fight and now, it's been at least an hour.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, then I will...
Oh, I didn't make it.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait. I'm going to use vasodilation so I get an extra plus one to this.
Nice.
Ha-ha. So you see him just flex again, just his wounds and blood oozing everywhere. It's fine.
All right, so do we want to go to the big house or the manor of Norse?
I'll say the manor.
Manor? Okay. All right.
Honestly, that makes sense. Keep the zombies in front of us, and not that way we're not getting flanked.
Yeah. Okay, so we start walking a little bit to the north to go to the manor.
All right, let me bring you guys up. 1 minute.
You trying to tell me? You trying to tell me there's a map for the manor?
A map for the manor.
I can't believe there's going to be a whole combat.
Since the day's winding down, I have a lot of good spells I could bust out for this next combat.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we should try to knock this out. Area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Get our lungs big.
That's a big map.
Oh boy.
Kelly pulled us over, and I think my token was probably a fifth of the size that it was in the general store.
All right. Before you guys do anything,
yeah.
The doors are three squares wide.
All right,
a giant fits here.
So you see a small but stately manor up on a hill as you approach. The lower level walls are made from stone, and the second floor is made from wood. The windows appear to be shuttered, and there's a barricade at the front door.
This one's barricaded too.
Yes, there is.
We just burned the manor to the ground.
The thing is that this barricade looks like it didn't hold up.
And the
doors behind it, while closed, appear to be at least ajar. So you can just traverse this barricade and push these doors open.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm detecting magic, as always.
Okay.
Same thing. Shields raised right now.
Shields up.
And
shield wall.
Yep. And I guess
kick the door.
Let's go in.
Kick the door. Hello?
Alright, you enter this room.
Just so you know, the other action I'm doing, Kelly, is I'm going to use my halfling-like size to literally hide behind the half yarn.
Nice.
So
love that.
I'm hidden from creatures.
Alright. This entryway, as you kind of move through this collapsed barricade, push these doors open, you are immediately horrified by the amount of blood on the ground.
No boy.
It looks like many people died in this room. But there are no bodies.
No.
But there's a lot of blood.
It's so awful because it's like, lots of blood, no body. I'm like, come on.
That means they're pretty much all turned into zombies.
Yep. Is there a piece of a body? Is there just even a foot? Is there a foot somewhere?
You see a few shields on the ground. You see a few short swords on the ground. When you turn over one of the shields, you see a severed hand clutching it.
Oh, no.
It's Sting. This is the Addams Family House.
He's caught unhanded.
On either side of the insides of the door, you see a couple of alcoves, however. And Microsoft Teams open.
You find Microsoft.
Do work.
And
do work.
I see you're trying to play a game. Don't you want to work instead?
No.
Inside these alcoves, however, you find several storm cloaks, and you find one mantle with a sigil of a town sitting with a spring atop of a hill.
Hmm.
Oh. So you see one nice cloak with this beautiful sigil, and then you see a bunch of just storm cloaks, and you think if you guys get yourself nice and dried off, you can wear these and they will protect you fully from the rain.
Nice. Very nice.
We'll just come back for these after we have explored this creepy manor that definitely not chock full of zombies.
I'd hate to get them covered in blood.
Speaking of zombies, looking at the map, right here, is that a collapsed tunnel that I'm looking at?
That's the blood.
No, that's the blood.
Oh, that's the blood. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, the giant.
It's a lot.
So.
See, I thought. Yeah, go ahead. Okay. No, it's like for a moment I was like, wonder if they had a barricade and that, you know, they just, whatever it is, tunneled just underground and just said, oh, screw your barricade, you know?
Yeah, right. Inside here, you see stairs that lead up into a walkway that kind of goes around this two-story entrance hall. So, and then you see two doors, a pair of double doors to your left, to the east, and you see a single door to the right, to the west.
Your left or right?
Detecting magic, anything in either one?
Let's see. To the left.
All right, I point that way and I say, I'm detecting something in this room right here.
Stacking up.
All right. Because I feel like perception checks. Oh, I mean, we could do a perception at the door.
Yeah.
Like, hit the shield against the door. Mm-hmm. Like, see what happens. Get a reaction, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
17.
You don't hear anything? Silence. Just the torrential downpour outside from the doors behind.
It's like these things don't even respond half the time anyway. So, all right, let's.
If I pull out a Snickers again, will they appreciate that? Maybe.
No, but Ogryn followed you in here, and he would appreciate a Snickers.
Oh God!
Oh,
yeah. So you guys knock on the door, and then you hear nothing, and then you just hear purring, and you all turn around, and Ogryn's just sitting there with you.
Oh no.
Hey. Go home, buddy. You can't tell Cass to do that.
Go back.
He's just like sitting there with his tail flicking every so often, peering at you with his green eyes. He's not the prettiest cat either. Like, actually, I have a picture of Ogryn. Hold on.
Do you really? There's a picture.
Some fugly cat.
Let's
cool.
try to get this in here. Fucking
nope.
Zoom is not cooperating.
There he is.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah.
Aw, he's cute.
That's Ogryn. He's a mangy green-eared cat with some chewed up ears.
I've seen some tomcats that are like that.
There
was a cat in the when I was walking around DC once for work, and I saw the most battle-hardened veteran street cat you've ever met.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some pretty
ears were all chewed up, and his scars on his face came up, and it was just like, meow. I was like, oh, you're so cute. All right, I guess as long as Ogryn just stays in the corner away from whatever the hell might be behind this door, you can't tell a cat to do anything, so...
No. Yep.
Are these doors food?
And as far as you know, you're the only ones it's seen alive in a while.
Yeah.
I thought we closed the door, but oh well. Okay, so let's go. Boom.
Are they double doors, or is it a wall between them?
It's double doors.
Okay, cool. It just looked like there was a strut in the middle.
Oh.
Alright, so you open these doors, and you enter into a two-story library with a spiral staircase. Ooh. And a massive two-story window overlooking the spring off to the west.
That's cool!
Nice. There's another huge bloodstain on the floor.
Oh boy.
But this time, the blood streaks to the door that you just came through and into the other room that was also covered in blood, as something appeared to have been dragged out of here.
Interesting.
Okay.
So you guys can look around in this room. And you do find some magic. You have to search around for it.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Let's search. If I... Does, Oh, so it doesn't tell me... It doesn't tell me where it is if I focus on...
How does a 22 suit you?
Yeah, you hone in on it. It wasn't really a hard... wasn't really asking for a roll.
Okay.
All right, you find at the top of the stairs, which are also like there's like blood that has run down these steps.
Mm.
You find a silver dagger.
Nice.
Oh, fun.
Oh, actually, I will equip that.
Okay.
I'm a dagger wielder.
Oh, that's right, because you're deities for Asthma, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's yours then.
Sick. Do you know what grade of silver it is?
Low grade.
Okay. You know.
Highest grade silver ever.
It's trash.
Highest money can buy.
Literally moon silver.
The highest your money can buy.
And you also find... Go to the entry real quick.
Also, I gotta say, library with a spiral staircase, peak.
Oh yeah, a giant two-story window.
Yeah, this is great.
Amazing.
Oh, you're just watching the rain coming down too.
Oh, while reading. Oh man,
dude, this with a cup of coffee and a good book. What book would you read in here?
World War Z.
Probably. I should have guessed it.
House of Leaves.
House of Leaves.
So you also find a small, like golden. Like handheld statue of Saren Rae with her arms stretched wide, big wings sticking up, and then like a circle of a sun behind her is kind of what this like golden statue looks like. And then nestled in some like fine like golden metalwork is a vial of liquid.
Oh.
And inside, it is a vial, but it has a perfect floating feather inside. And this, and the candle's glowing. It's like this thing is producing light. And this is the source of your magic. So why don't you roll a religion?
I will.
Wait, there's a vial of a floating feather and a candle?
No. The vial's giving off light. Like a candle.
Oh, okay.
Like a candle.
Like a candle. Okay.
14.
Full religion. 19.
Oh, did you say religion?
Yep. Yeah.
I hide it from Corbini.
What do you got there?
Nothing.
I don't get a good look. 14.
Like I said, this thing is very clearly Saren, right? This is called a Dawnlight.
Ooh.
So, you can activate it. By casting a spell, frequency once per day for each spell. Effect: the Dawnlight casts a first level Disrupt Undead or Light spell.
Hmm. Okay.
Oh, cool.
The Dawnlight spell attack roll, so the attack roll and counteract modifier are +7. Any spell with the light trait is treated as though its counteract level were 1 higher for counteracting darkness.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
And then there's a higher level one, but this is a level 3 Dawnlight.
Yeah, so... I believe it's... Is it Vitality Lash now with the remaster?
Probably.
Yeah,
the Vitality Lash.
Yeah.
So, it's no longer Disrupt Undead. It's Vitality Lash.
Yeah. Which is, there's a lot of remaster names that are really, really good. Okay, so... Yeah, so I explained that... okay... If we come across another one of those zombies, we gotta use this. I mean, look, I can guess Vitality Lash with this thing.
Oh, you mean like this? And he does a whoosh, whips out a Vitality Lash.
I duck.
Yeah,
Vitality.
Both the dagger and the Dawnlight are crusted with dry blood.
Mm.
They Ooh. Tried.
All right, let me just clean this off real quick.
Hopefully you'd fare better than the previous owner.
Huh. There's a reason why Agrit called me in.
Aye.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, not seeing any bodies, and it's clear that they fought back in this place. This is the first time we've seen a body dragged, right? Or evidence of a body dragged?
I think so. Yeah, because usually it's just there.
Yeah,
just right. It makes me think that somebody was, like, murdered or something like that.
I'm more thinking towards they reanimated and drug themselves across the floor.
That's
like what? Sinister. Like what? Well, yeah, like walking.
This.
Maybe somebody died during the defense. They threw them in that room there, and then they drug themselves back out into the fray. Maybe during the defense.
Huh.
I mean, it was pretty much just how that one room was. They probably didn't know that the person was sick, like in that way. Mm-hmm. Came back to life, killed him.
Huh. Yeah.
Somebody roll me. Actually, anybody can roll me a perception check if you're in this room.
Okay. 25.
Netty one.
Not great.
You said 25?
Yep.
24.
Alright. Theron and Edmund, as you're. Probably when you're on the second floor. So you're up in. Actually,
wait, are we on the second floor? Or
you had to get the, yeah, so I'm going to move you guys to the second floor.
Oh, it's the second floor of the library.
Yeah. Unrestrict my movement. Unconstrained.
I will not be contained. Ah!
Whee!
So you guys are up there. So up on this, like, balcony that goes around the library, from the spiral staircase, you see windows
right.
to the north, you see windows to the south, looking over the town, and you see the big double windows looking out to the east. And then behind you, you see double doors that lead into the upper area of the entryway. Right. When you're up here, you look out of the windows, and since you both had very keen perception checks, you can see floating in the spring, what appears to be a body.
Oh.
Do you see that?
Yeah, it's not good. But, I gotta say, it's the first body we've seen. The last ones rose to try to kill us.
I mean, the body itself, like, I guess it's too far away to really make a good perception out
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, I mean, you only saw it because you guys rolled 24 and 25.
Oh, okay.
But
gotcha.
it's
also pouring its asshole.
It definitely looks like a body, but it doesn't look like it's moving other than just, like, with the bobbing of the up and down of the water.
Yeah. Okay, well, we can definitely go check that out after we clear out this place.
Yes, let's keep going, and we can check that out after.
Yep. All right, let's go back downstairs real quick and let them know. Do we want to work top down, or do we want to go to the other side first?
Yeah, let's go other side first. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, I'm outside. I jumped out the window.
Unrestricted movement.
That's exact science.
No, Theron, come back.
Nah, fuck this, I'm done.
All right, so we go to the main foyer area. There was the door to the east, so we head over that way.
I'll do the same thing again we did at the last door. The half iron will take his shield where he has a mounted shield boss on it, and he bangs it against the door. Clang, clang, clang.
Dun, 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 dun.
No.
I thought they didn't complete shaving a haircut.
Kicking the door open.
Boom.
Kicking the door. Kicking.
All right, it opens up into a dining room. And this room looks pretty intact for the most part. You do see a bit of blood splatter on the ground near the door that you just came in. But other than that, it doesn't look like much actually happened in this room. But there's a door to the north as well. But you see, but you see a big table, you see a hearth, you see windows that look out into out towards this building to the right, which to you probably looks like some form of servant quarters.
Okay. Detecting magic building. As well. Yeah, yeah. Detecting magic again.
No, nothing. You sense magic above you.
Ah, so it's upstairs. Okay, so let's go to the north, and hopefully there's stairs that go up.
It could. The,
yeah.
Well, there's, okay. Isn't there stairs in, like, the main room?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying since we're already here, let's go.
Yeah. Let's clear out this area.
Yep. I'm going to bang on the door. Boom, boom, boom.
Again, no sound.
We are so polite.
I hate
Thankfully, with zombies, they'll shamble around. So.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea, is just to disrupt them and see if they make any movement or sound before I
disrupt kick the door.
I mean, so far, I just like every one of Kelly's descriptions. Goes, it's a very nice room, except for the blood.
Except for the blood all over the floor.
Look at this library. It's a really cool two-story window, and there's blood on the floor.
Not just blood, but realistic blood.
Listen, the trim on the bottom of the floor is really nice, but it's covered in blood.
All right,
we open up the door to the
house. Kicking the door.
This opens up into the kitchen, and again, massive blood stains on the ground this time. Somebody clearly died in here. But more impressive or disturbing is the corner of the room has completely burned out. It looks like a fire started here.
Oh.
And it's the corner of this kitchen has collapsed up into the second floor as well. Like, you can see up through the roof and into the room above the kitchen. And hence out into the ring as well.
Wow. Okay.
So we could just walk out of the building.
Yeah, here. You could like move through there. It'd be difficult terrain and stuff, but it is open.
Wow.
Okay.
Maybe we should save the servant quarters for
also last. As you open this door, the blood spatters in the other room make a little more sense, as they were remnants of somebody who was dragged from this room. As the streaks the streaks from this blood pile and blood puddle in the kitchen streaks through that door.
They were dragged from here, though.
Perhaps they got trapped with the fire and couldn't go any further.
Interesting.
Other than like some provisions and stuff, there's food stuffs in here. There's a few tools, but nothing really. Okay. Good note other than that.
Got it. All right, let's go upstairs then. Now that we know that there's a fucking hole in the floor,
yeah.
Check out what that was.
Right. Do we want to go through the main foyer?
Everyone step on
restricted movement.
Everyone dance.
Oh God! Oh God! We're outside.
Oh no! Me and Sarah were outside.
It's just we just ran up the stairs so fast. We just kept going.
Like the have you guys ever seen the Mario 64 speed runs?
Yeah,
they're like dimensional hopping and shit.
The reverse long jump.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight on.
Interesting.
Hold on! Stop! Don't move! Hold on.
Okay. Yeah. Just zipping around.
Everybody, shut up! Stop moving!
Nobody move!
I got a gun.
Just a zombie with a gun.
Just shooting at random.
The zombie fucking shot me, dude. What the fuck?
Somebody just walks in with a Glock 19.
Wait, he doesn't have a handgun license.
But yeah, okay, so you see the double doors to the left, back into the library, and you see two doors to the west. No, east, sorry. And my direction's all messed up. Two doors to the east. Doors goes into the room above the kitchen, one goes into the room above the dining room.
Ooh. Well, the one in the kitchen will have the hole.
Yeah.
So
let's go in there first. I want to see what the situation is in that
room. Shield raised.
Yep.
You go to push on that door, and it just falls off its hinges.
Oh.
Oh.
Don't know my insurance. My bad.
In here, sure. You see a bloodstain leading out into the... out of this room and into the main entryway. You see where the fire came up through the floor. You see there's a couple of beds in here. There's a hearth. And this looks like it's one just a bedroom.
Hmm. Okay.
All right, let's go to the south.
I'll open up the door to the south.
Wait, detect magic. Was it in that room that we were just in, or was it in the room?
We're about to go in.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You open this room, and as you approach this door, the door was kind of like smashed a bit, and it looks like it kind of like caved in. Like you didn't really open the door more than you just kind of pushed it open.
Mm-hmm.
And in here, there was clearly struggle. There's this is what looks like the main bedroom, and it's kind of torn about. There was things like thrown. There's another very large blood puddle on the ground. I keep saying blood pile. For some reason, that just sounds more natural.
I like it.
That sounds like it's coagulated. It's fine. Yes. Puddle of blood.
Big.
That's a band right there.
Blood stain on the floor. And yeah, you are sensing the magic from this room now.
Well, let's turn this place upside down and find it.
Yep. I'm just gonna.
There's just piles of blood everywhere.
Yeah, you hone in on it until I find it. To under the bed.
There's a magical child hiding under the bed.
Magic child. Yeah, you pull out another chest.
Oh.
I open it.
And this one is locked.
Oh.
Do you have knock prepared?
Is there a end table in this room? Might have a key in it.
You guys can search for a key.
Okay. Perception.
On Corbinian. 19.
18 for me.
9.
16.
Right, you pull this place apart and you don't find any keys.
Damn.
Well, you can always... It's like, what, like a small chest? So, right?
Yeah, you can try to pick the lock. Just take... Or I guess you could try to smash it.
Smashing, it's dangerous!
Yeah. Considering the last one had alchemist fire, I can only imagine smashing this one and it fucking explode on us.
Anybody have
to Do I? Yeah, I do.
Nice.
All you, man. Let's do it.
Alright. So I sit there and fiddle with it. Take like a fucking nail file or something. Just 24, actually.
Whoa. Not bad.
Yeah.
Right on your first try. This thing opens up. And...
Oh, I'm so fucking good.
There's a zombie.
Inside here... It's honestly a little skeevy.
Oh?
This appears to be a chest that contains, like, the treasures of the town. You find a bag of 120 gold.
Oh! Whoa!
What?
You find 2 lesser healing potions.
Okay.
Good thing you didn't smash this, because I was definitely going to break those.
Yep.
You find a magical short sword.
What?
Ooh!
You find a magical hat.
Ooh.
And you find the deeds to several buildings in this town.
We own this town now.
It's our town
I think
now.
We just became property owners.
My god, right, it's like every time we find the deeds and we're...
I go, alright, listen, fucking Qdoba, and then a Chipotle right there. Okay.
Guys.
Don't you think they'd cannibalize their own business?
Guys, can I do it? Can I do it? I always wanted to do it.
Go do it.
It's free real estate.
Okay. I'm gonna that magical. You said it was a short sword and a hat. That were. I'm gonna roll on those.
Yeah, just give me one check for both.
Okay. I'm gonna use. used Read Aura, so that'll give me a plus 2 to identify magic.
Nice.
Come on! Okay, so there's going to be... God, it's going to be such a good roll. You guys aren't even ready for this, okay? There's going to be a 25.
Wow. Damn. It's plus 1 short sword and a hat of disguise.
Hmm. Oh!
Wait, hat of disguise. That is... that's interesting. Okay.
It is an interesting thing to just keep here.
That is kind of... That's very suspicious.
Yeah,
you disguising were, yeah. as someone? What if they disguised like a townsperson would get the deed? Yeah. Like, oh, hello.
Oh.
It's your husband. I mean,
oh my gosh.
It's pretty clear, especially when you see the hat of disguise and all these deeds, that this is like... If somebody wanted to just, like, make off with this, they could just put the hat of disguise on, look like someone else, and just, like, slip away with all the town's wealth.
Like we're about to do.
I'm glad he died.
Well, we don't know.
When I kill him, I'm going to say, I'm glad he died.
Okay.
Okay. Tim, are you doing loot? Did you write that down?
Well, okay, are we officially... I can start a treasure page. Last time I recommended start a treasure page, everyone's like, we don't need a treasure page, but I think we need a treasure page.
Yeah. I don't know if I said that. Also, don't go look at the recording in case I'm wrong.
I'll write all this down, don't worry.
Okay. So, after this, was there any indication as to where this guy might have gone? Like, is there like a... Is there a Resident Evil voice message that's like, I need to get out of this town?
I'm going to take a dip the spring out.
I'm going to take a bath in my favorite stream.
Given your context clues, there was struggle in this room. There's a puddle of blood, and this door was smashed in. So, best indication is that you're standing in this guy.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
Glad he's dead.
given the amount of blood downstairs and all the short swords and shields, this looks like a place that somebody made their last stand. Or somebody. Many people made their last stand.
So people found out about it. Maybe.
But then the zombies
tried to take refuge.
Yeah. Huh.
And the Half Iron kind of takes inventory on what he's seeing in this building, and he's kind of, I'm doing the math here, and I think we've got quite a few zombies left in this town, and quite more than I thought we were going to be dealing with.
But the question is, where are they all now?
Yeah, we've only seen 4, and they were all in the spot that we found them.
Based on the amount of blood we're seeing in this building, I mean, it could be 10, 20, 20 zombies just from this building alone.
And all we need to do is group them all together.
Burn them down.
Yeah.
Let's check out the servant quarters before... we can put those cloaks on now, too.
Yeah, if we have not cleaned off yet, I will prestidigitate us.
Yeah. Just prestidigitate, and we can just put those cloaks on and be protected.
Yep.
I'll bring you guys back to the bottom floor.
Whee!
Alright. Brought you back to the bottom floor. You guys tidy yourselves up. Throw on these cloaks. Does anybody take the fancy cloak, or do you guys just take the storm cloaks?
I'm tempted to take the fancy cloak.
There's a fancy cloak?
There's one cloak that's like... That has the sigil of the town on it. And it's like... It's more of a fine-looking cloak, where the others are just simple, thick, sturdy cloaks.
Worth nothing to me.
Guys, it's not that good. Don't worry about it. Here, you know what? I'll sacrifice and I'll wear this one.
No, give it to the cat.
Yeah, Igrin's still just sitting down here, waiting for you guys. But he seems peaceful.
You make that sound so... Stop saying it like that.
Stop.
All right, so head over to the servants' quarters.
Yeah.
Why don't we check out the servants' quarters next time?
No,
no,
Kelly. No! Yeah, we shouldn't have talked so much about archaeology.